suspects are being.
One case involves the DC FBI is now offering $100,000 to see if police are releasing.
Welcome to Misty Mysteries. I'm your host Keely, and this is the Paranormal and True Crime Podcast. Today's episode is a topic that I actually learned from my TikTok from the spooky stuff. And since last week was the anniversary of this event happening, I felt like it was fitting. I'm going to be talking about Jenny Wade and the Jenny Wade House. Before jumping into this week's episode, I'm going to play you a promo from my friends over at Weird Mythic Podcasts.
That's Serena over there.
And that's Naomi, and we are the hosts of Weird Mythic Podcast.
Yes, we are. Our show, Weird Mythic, covers stories about cryptids, which is what brought us together to create the show. But we also like to talk about anything paranormal and strange that happens in the world.
We post episodes every Sunday on different topics, and we would love to have more listeners. We're on all podcast platforms, and you can find us on all social media sites as well. Give us a listen, send us some personal stories to share on the show, and we will love you forever.
Yes, we will. We would love some personal stories, some cryptid encounters, and we hope that you listen and tune into the show.
You can listen to Weird Mythic Podcasts wherever you get your podcast fix.
If you like what you heard, please go check out the Weird Mythic Girls after this episode for more spooky weirdness. Let's jump right into Jenny Wade's story. On July 1st, 1863, one of the bloodiest battles of the American Civil War started in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Gettysburg was a town of only 2,400 people when the battle started. Over 50,000 soldiers, 3,000 horses, and one civilian named Jenny Wade died during the battle. This battle was the Confederate General Robert E. Lee's attempt to hit the North, also known as the Union Army, in one of the most northern battles, and hoped to shake the Lincoln administration into settling for peace instead of continuing the North's fight to abolish slavery, which the South was in favor of keeping. The South entered this battle with 80,000 soldiers, while the North had 100,000 soldiers to defend their position in Gettysburg and the North. The battle waged on for 3 days, from July 1st to July 3rd, till the South counted its losses and headed back into Virginia. But when July 4th hit for the town of Gettysburg, they were left with bodies that they were finding till October of 1863. As well as thousands of soldiers in need of medical attention from both sides. And for one family, the Wade family, they were left with the body of a 20-year-old loved one, Mary Virginia Wade, or as she was better known, Jenny Wade. Jenny Wade was born on May 21st, 1843. I could not find much on Jenny in life, but we do know she was a seamstress, along with her mother, and the two worked out of their home where they lived with Jenny's two little brothers. Her father was in and out of her life, running into trouble with the law and having stays in mental health hospitals, including a stay in the Eastern State Penitentiary. It is believed that Jenny was engaged to a man named Johnston Hastings Skelly, who was also known as Jack Skelly. He was a Union corporal fighting for the 87th Pennsylvania Infantry and was away when the Battle of Gettysburg happened due to being injured while fighting in the Second Battle of Winchester that happened just weeks before and actually passed away from his injuries on July 12, 1863, only a few weeks after the Battle of Gettysburg, never knowing that his love, Jenny, had died during the Battle of Gettysburg. As for Jenny, on the day the Battle of Gettysburg started, she wasn't actually in her own home. She, her mother, and her two little brothers were staying with Jenny's sister, Georgia Anna Wade McClellan, at her home about less than a mile away. Her sister had a baby 4 days before the battle had started, and with the battle in town, they felt it was best to be there to help Georgia, and they would be safest all together in one home. But on the last day of the battle, it turned out not to be the safest place for Jenny. On July 3rd, about 8 in the morning, Jenny was in the kitchen making bread for the Union soldiers, when a bullet believed to have come from a Confederate sharpshooter in the attic of the Farnsworth House, a nearby home being used to treat both wounded Union and Confederate soldiers, came through the front door of the house and went through a second door, the parlor door, striking Jenny in the back, piercing her heart and killing her instantly. By 8:30 in the morning, Jenny's mother entered the kitchen to find Jenny had passed away on the kitchen floor. She immediately got Jenny's siblings and got help from the Union soldiers that were in the home. The soldier wrapped Jenny up in a blanket and seeked safety for the Wade family, but with the battle going on outside, they could not leave the front door or gain access to the basement. Instead, they took Jenny and her family to the second floor of the house, where an artillery shell had hit the roof earlier in the battle, leaving a hole in the house. The soldiers then bashed the hole with their guns until it was big enough to gain access to the other side of the townhouse and went down the neighbor's stairs to get to the basement from her side of the house. The soldiers cleared off a bench to lay Jenny's body, and her family, along with the Union soldiers, were left to hide in the basement of the home with Jenny's body till the battle ended the next day on July 4th, and it was safe for them to come out. As the only civilian killed during the battle, the Union soldiers helped bury Jenny temporarily in the backyard of her sister's home. As her mother finished up what Jenny had started and made 15 loaves for the Union soldiers with the dough that Jenny had made when she was killed. Jenny was later reburied in the Evergreen Cemetery in Gettysburg. Her grave is quite beautiful and very hard to miss. On the bottom is her full name, Mary Virginia Wade. Right above that is her nickname, Jenny Wade, and an inscription that reads, Jenny Wade, aged 20 years, 2 months, killed July 3rd, 1863, while making bread for the Union soldiers. A monument sits on top of the stone, and right beside it is a flagpole that flies the American flag. People who visit Jenny bring her many flags, flowers, gifts, and even sometimes bread, which I don't think is recommended due to the mess it can make or animals it may attract, but I understand the sentiment. Although, visiting her grave may not be the only way to visit Jenny while visiting Gettysburg. In 1904, her sister's home, where Jenny was killed, was made into a museum for Jenny and renamed the Jenny Wade House. Except for minor renovations made to keep the home safe and the addition of a statue of Jenny now outside the home, it sits almost exactly as it did in 1863. This includes furniture and decorations of the home, bullet holes from the bullets that hit the house, and the hole in the two doors from the bullet that killed Jenny. You can also find the original bread pan that Jenny was using, a bed frame with bullet holes through it, and wood that to this day still has Jenny's blood on it. When you visit the home, a tour guide takes you around to not only show you how things worked in 1863, but teach you about Jenny's death and how the Wade family lived during the battle. In the basement of the home, where she was brought till the battle ended, you will see a mannequin made to represent Jenny in death. Although this is not the only thing you may find in the basement of the home, you may also find yourself encountering a more grumpy or angry spirit believed to be Jenny's father. In the basement, the presence of a man is felt watching or just hanging around. He is often seen walking around. Some even see him as a shadow, but when they try to follow him or walk into the room that he is in, he leaves the room. Others report being touched by the spirit, pushed, and scratched. Our very own Ghost Adventures host, Zach Baggins, has had his own experience in this basement that is believed to have left him banned from not only the Jenny Wade House, but the orphanage across the street. I will talk more about the orphanage in a bit, because they are owned by the same tour company, Ghost Images, as well as share some spirits. But when it comes to Zach, he was in the basement of the home taunting the spirit of Jenny's father, because he had heard he was more of a negative spirit. And if you watch Ghost Adventures, you know this is what Zach does. To taunt the spirit, Zach first sits in the rocking chair that is set up to represent the rocking chair her sister sat in while they waited for the battle to end. He asks if he doesn't like people sitting in the chair, and if that is why he attacks people, and if he is protective over her body. He then asks what would happen if I laid next to her. He then proceeds to start climbing on top of what is meant to represent Jenny Wade's body, and they catch an EVP saying, "Don't think that's gonna happen." As he is laying over the body, he is asking if the spirit is protective over the body, and his butt gets grabbed as he explains, the hardest anyone has ever grabbed him, which makes him run to the other side of the room. Even though it has never been confirmed, it is believed that because of this event that Minnie felt was disrespectful, he is not welcome back at the house. Some guests of the ghost tours have shared that they are told not to talk about Zach or this event. Going back to the spirits and now going upstairs to the first floor of the house, we have a few spirits that guests encounter at the house, the first being Jenny Wade herself. Jenny is seen walking in the house and standing in the kitchen looking like she's still making bread. You may even smell Jenny in two different ways. The first is by smelling roses, which was her favorite perfume scent, or smelling freshly baked bread, which both are pleasant scents. I wouldn't mind smelling those. Some guests pick up EVPs they believe to be Jenny, but if you would like to talk to her, it is advised by many paranormal investigators not to talk about her death because she doesn't like it, but to talk about baking because she prefers it much more over her death. And if you're lucky enough, like the TikToker I mentioned earlier, the spooky stuff, who is also a paranormal investigator, Jenny may just give you the recipe for her apple pie. For some very lucky women, they may leave and have some wedding plans in their future. If you remember, I mentioned that Jenny had a boyfriend or fiance named Jack Skelly. Well, in death, Jenny may be a hopeless romantic or want others to experience what she never could, because it's believed that if an unwed woman sticks her finger through the bullet hole in the door, she will leave the home and shortly become engaged. Although Amy Bruni from Kindred Spirits said, this did not work for her, but it must have enough believers because you can find a frame on the wall talking about those who are married after visiting the house and just how to go about sticking your finger in the hole. We then have another spirit on the same floor, but this one is another male spirit. We aren't too sure who he is, but many believe he may be a Union soldier. This man loves to sigh when paranormal investigators are around. Many investigators have picked him up on EVPs, just sighing at them or their questions, and even asking why we must focus on negative things when investigators ask about the war and Jenny's death. Guests can smell his cigar smoke and sometimes find his cigar ashes on their clothes, which does not seem very nice or polite of him. The guests you may encounter most, though, are the children. And this is where the orphanage comes into play. In 1866, a few years after Jenny's death and the battle, an orphanage was opened across the street from the house. This orphanage was made for the children of the soldiers lost in battle, and it was made by donations from the community in memory of a soldier named Amos Humston. Amos was a Union soldier killed in the Battle of Gettysburg, and the only way to ID him was a small picture frame with the picture of his three kids. His wife had found out about his death when the newspaper shared the information and the photo of their children. The community was very touched, thinking about the children who have lost their parents and put together this orphanage. This was supposed to be a nice place for children, but it turned into a place of abuse from a woman named Rosa Carmichael. My next paranormal episode will be on this orphanage, where I go more into the details of this place and its haunting, but for now let's go over how they got to the Jenny Wade house. Jenny's sister, Georgia, and her neighbor had a huge heart for the children. Many in the community did. They would allow the children to come into their home to hide from Rosa and just to spend some time playing in a safe house. Unfortunately, because of the abuse, some of these children would go missing, although it is believed they actually passed away, and instead of sticking around the orphanage, they decided to go play around Gettysburg and the Jenny Wade house as one of the many places they play. Guests at the Jenny Wade house experience these children in a number of ways. They are known for yelling out friendly greetings to people. They will pick someone who they feel safe with or they like. They will hold or touch their hand throughout the tour. In a very little kid way, they will hang on to the ankles of their favorite person, like a kid with their parents at a party. On the first floor of the home, the children will play in the bedroom. Guests will hear them talking, running around, or walking around. They like to play with one of the rugs in the home, and they will also tug on guest jewelry or clothes. On the second floor of the home, guests will see what looks like children swinging on the chains that rope off the rooms with antique furniture. They will also play with the bedskirts in the bedrooms. What do you think about the Jenny Wade House and these hauntings. Have you ever been there or experienced a house or a haunting there for yourself? If you have, please let me know, because I would love to hear your stories, hear your EVPs, see your videos, photos, and you can do that by sharing them on any of my Misty Mystery social media accounts. Please feel free to leave a review wherever you listen. This helps me out more than you know. And for now, I want to thank you for listening. Please stay safe, stay hydrated, and I will see you next week for a true crime episode.